learning the Rashash on the Maror Mekomos. And the Rashash had a story. Mamash halacha lemaaseh, the Shalti. For those who need Maror Mekomos, I have some extra copies over here for those who didn't get. The Rashash is. Did everyone finish the Maror Mekomos yet? No one finished here?
That's all. Last week.
The ones I gave out yesterday. No one's finished it. Not so long. Okay. So we'll see what happens. I guess okay. I guess tomorrow I'm not giving new. I can't give you new ones tomorrow if you're not finished. But we have to move along. We have a schedule. You know, the end is in sight. We're not davening blood against the end of the parak, but packed. Okay. And let's go to those who weren't here. Those who were here, let's go back to the Rashash. I wanted to make two comments. One I already made. I want to give you a source, and one I want to. When the Talmid, it was more something which I think is important, which has to be mentioned. The Rashash is over here on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. You'll find it, page Memches. Nishalti. You know, before we even go there, once you're on this page already, I can't resist telling you two things about the Rashash, which you saw once. This Rabosai, the Rashash on the previous, on the Rashi. We spoke about this once before, but I'm not sure if we read it inside. Rashi says, in the case of if there are three, two, I'm going to show you something as follows. Also, lafuki, the Rashash in the fourth, fifth line, the bishlosh of an imtzach at kar v'posel modu l'tanakama. Okay, the question of kar v'posel. Says the Rashash, we saw this once before, once, just a review. The Fizeh, about the eighth, ninth line. Nidchu divrei Rava magiyah b'perek tazayin hilchos edus, shema mishnah lemelech, lochir mipirish Rashi, d'rmasal chosu b'shnayim, shekazav nimtzeh echad ben korov, tohoder havalu shnayim. What do you say that for? There's nobody. We have the famous rule, korov apostle, what's it in? Kulam b'talim. He said if you had three, and one is no good, you only have two, and then you need three. No, they brought a right from it, the Bidayana, Larmina, Nimsa, Kulam Psulim. No, says the Rashash, why not? The Hincha Roe. The Legam, the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Ein Elam, Mishim Eidim, Muchach, Midvara of the Machshri, Benimsa. What does that mean? Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion, he denies the principle of Nimsa, Echad, Mem, Karav, Apostle. So if he denies the principle completely, of course, according to that Shita, it's going to go from 3 down to 2. But according to that, it goes from 3 down to 0. It's the one that shows you inside. I'm not sure we saw last time. The next one, which I'm not going to even read, I want to tell you, Mipi HaRav HaGoyin. It's the next piece, which is just an interim. It's the full line. Moreinu HaRav Nun. That's what Nun stands for. Hirsch Leib. Ri Devalojin. Who's he talking about? Shaul, who's he mean? He's referring to the Netziv himself. The Netziv, my Rebbe is referred to as Netziv, which is a great one, Reb Hersh Leib. Because Netziv, Naftali Tzvi, is Hersh, and Yehuda is Yehuda Leib. They called him Reb Hersh Leib. What's Maharan? His first name was Naftali. Naftali Tzvi Yehuda. He's Reed Rashiva Devalajan. The Rashash was a contemporary of the, he heard it from his mouth, Mipi Arava Gon and the Netziv. Again, I'm not going into the details of what he heard, but I just wanted to show you this as a footnote. Now, it's not just introductory. Now, what we read yesterday. The Sh'alti. Isha medaberes v'ena shomas, machmas choli sh'nafo li'ovam, imesha takona b'chalitza, mi mikris ein aurora lebila. Why? The kriya ho'ol v'ein lanu mavo eich l'lam da kriya. We can't teach her. So she's like someone who is, unfortunately, mute. Here, she's not mute, but we just can't teach her. Well, no, maybe no, she can't speak. Because she never got around to learning the right thing, and now we can't teach her anymore. See, he says he thinks that even though in theory she'd be able to learn, but in practice she can't learn, it's no good, but babastra pay off. Oh. Then he said, wait a minute. No, maybe we should say, hoyol shasa kosher, based on Yavama Stavayan Testament base. Oh, so then he's going up and down. And then the bottom line is no good. The bottom line, he starts off with the last line of the right column. Before she lost her hearing, we could have told her, speak to her, and tell her, this we have to say. Now she can't hear anymore. There's a new mechudash, then mechudash, kalamutu. If they're both mute, there's no chalitza, it's only when if they were born that way. They're not shasa kosher. But then he says, no. He quotes a Nemuka Yosef. Nemuka Yosef says that a woman, we read it yesterday, it was page Kuf Beis, for those who weren't here, take a quick look. Page Kuf Beis in the back, on the left column, he writes as follows. He writes, was it Kuf Beis? What's the other page? Oh, it's not here. No, it's not here. What daf was it? No, I'm sorry, I'm totally in the wrong. Yeah, Kuf Beis. Kuf Beis in this left-hand column, where he writes as follows. He says, it's no good. You have to teach a law of Yabmi in one breath. Right? And if you couldn't teach it, it's a Roy. Why? Shein darkam shel noshim leida likros v'kulon einan ruyas lebila chashivi ad shilamdum. But the average man knows how to read, so therefore it's considered royal lebila. So I wanted to suggest, and this we have a formula, but in the Beis Medrash today we're talking about it, that Bizman has said the facts changed, Rabosai. The facts changed. The Rabbi Mukha Yosef and even the Rashash were talking about women who didn't know how to read. They were illiterate. That's the reality. Go on your internet and find out the literacy rate of women. I'm serious. And then the Mukha Yosef's generation. How long ago was that? I don't know. 600 years ago, whatever it was. And in the Rashash's generation, the 19th century, what was the percentage of women who knew how to read? Because if they knew how to read, you could tell them, just read this. Read. Just read it. If they couldn't read Hebrew, they could read vernacular, just transliterate into the vernacular. No big deal. They're all royal for that. That's a teacher. That's not called teaching. It's just telling them what to say. The Dayos tells them what to say. It's not teaching. Just tell them to say this. So I think Bizman Hazeh seems to be this. We're back to the beginning. Considered to be royal Lulamdem, and therefore they not only royal, you could teach them. They would say it. If you have a situation of someone who lost the hearing, they would in fact say, Me'ain of Vami, and you tell them, just read this. So this whole Rashash is more in theory. I mentioned also that the Rashash is to be working with some of Moshe Feinstein's Atzal and Igros Moshe, that Rav Moshe is working with the Rashash's assumption, they have to be practically able to read. Why? I looked it up today and I found it through the Yad Moshe, we found it. It was an Ora Chaim Chela Gimel Simen Hey. Rav Moshe was asked that someone's going to read Kriyas HaTorah and it's the wrong Havara, you're Ashkenazis, you're Sfaradit, da 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 da. Rav Moshe writes there in Atshuva, all Havaras are good. Has to be that way. Because otherwise it'd be puzzled the Chalitza. And you need if, even though it's Kriyas HaMakim, you need to have Roy. And if the person is saying one dialect, it's not Roy to teach him another dialect, because they can't. Someone who's used to speaking a certain way can't just switch to Taimani or switch to Galiciana. People just can't do that. It's not Neyachalis to do it. So it'd be no good. So on a practical level, or spend all some of those huts and irons, which if that's correct, many people can't even say those things. So therefore, we must come to the conclusion, Sr. Moshe, that all Havaros are accurate. The last line of the Shuvah is you should teach in our day schools have a Rosh Kenazis. That's our tradition. That's Chela Gimel. I looked it up. Chela Gimel Simenei Negros Mersh. You can look it up yourself. His writer, it's all good. It's from Chalitza. From this daf. Kuvavim and Beis. That they have to be royal to teach them in real terms. That's what the Rashash is referring to over here. Those are my two footnotes to this Rashash. Oh. The main thing we spoke about yesterday, again, for those who weren't here, was the Tap Tosfos and the Kuvdala and the Beis. When he asked Akasha, the Gemara is talking about Lavanei Kriya, why don't you say Lavanei Deya? And Tosfos is a Chiddush, that Godol Omen Al Gabov works. The Ritva said Godol Omen Al Gabov does not work. The question is, why should it work and why shouldn't it work? I'm not going to chaza everything, but we had seen some of the sources that are found in one of the footnotes in the Ritva that I asked you to see. That was footnote 310. Before we even get to that footnote, which we discussed at length yesterday, there's a previous one I'm making a brief allusion to. That is footnote 308, where it says as follows: Wine to Laban Adaya came in the beds and owned them Shama Maskir and Mizazlam also Neskabe and Kavanika. And that's Tosis Teretz. So in footnote 308, he says, Tosis says it over here, and Gittin and Chulin, and there are one other day. Many Rishonim say it. Many Rishonim say it. And he quotes over here a very important Yisod. The Rabban says he has a little bit of Das. And he quotes the base mayor, Simon Kuf Chof Alasif Mendalit. Why by Gittin and Kiddush and Gerishin and Kinyonim, Ein Maisa Cheresh Klum? Doesn't help go to Olam HaGaba. It's a difference. Chalitza Eino Tzricha Das Kinyon. Ela Sheyeda Sheyedei Chalitza Hini Teres. Okay, the base male is shitoso. Only kavanas kinyan, only kavanas mitzvah. There's no need for kavanas kinyan. Why is that so? We'll see litshim later today. Quotes of Chaim in the Chazibah, chalitza. We'll get this also later today. Blinera lo hayova mushe matir lashuk ela hetero bo memela de maisa chalitza. Vein sorach vod as bailem ele kavana shetaini teres bechalitza zu. It's enough to have kavana. And he calls the onig yontif. And therefore he says the same thing. So that's pshat in this Tosfos. That there are certain areas of life which you don't have to have official das kinyan. Which we do require by kinyan and by getting by kiddush. So it wouldn't be enough, God Olam HaGabov. Here you don't require it. Not for ksiva seget. We're discussing the giving of the get. Ksiva seget. Doesn't require it, and the chalitza doesn't require it. Why does the chalitza require it? Because it's you're not doing it. The Torah is doing it. You just do an action. Why doesn't ksivas get required? Push up shot. It's not the final stage. It's just preparatory. So you need to come on the shmoy. You don't have to have the das kinyan. No. Reb Chaim says, and we'll get to that. Mitzvah Shem, we still have a few more blatik to learn here. We have to get to it. And that's why me didn't quote the many rishonim. You don't need Eide Kiyum by Yibim and Chalitza. Everyone knows what Eide Kiyum means? Forget the Kiddushin, Rabosai. You need Eide Kiyum, which means if it's done and no one's looking, it by definition is not valid. Reb Chaim explained a brisk alumnus that you need what we call Das, Dovish and Bi'erba, the highest level of Das. In order to express this higher level of Das, you have to express it in the presence of two witnesses. You have to know that they're watching. We discussed it the other day. They're hiding behind the fence, it won't work. You have to know they're there. And if you did it, it's on video and no one saw it, it's like nothing. You didn't have enough das. Says Reb Chaim, das in getting the kiddushin is even a higher level than kinyanim. Kinyanim plus. But das for chalitza itself, you don't need das. For you don't need das. You don't need davar should be erva. It's possible that nisuin also wouldn't require any dekiyim according to Reb Chaim. Nisuin, which is the second stage of marriage, once there was a kiddushin, may also not require so my Rebbe held the whole mimer, a long mimer about this, that Nisuin is different than Kiddushin. Not going into that part right now. It may come up a little bit later, next daf or two. This all is referred to briefly over here in this footnote 308, which we did not discuss yesterday. Okay. So now, Rabosai, we had discussed the Mishkanes Yankov with his brilliant idea. And according to the Ram, Gomer Olam HaGav doesn't really work. Only works according to it doesn't work. And our Gemara doesn't say lav and idea because our Gemara goes according to Rabbi Lezer. And of Kuf Yud Gimel, he holds that a Cheresh and Cheresh is a suffix. They have das. We don't pass in that way. And that's why the Rambam said that in fact there's no Ein Bo Deya, right? Because the Rambam holds that we don't hold like Rabbi Lezer. Agamah is like Rabbi Lezer. That's the Chiddush Nifla of the Mishkanes Yaakov. As a matter of fact, the Rambam, I'd like you to look at the Rambam if you can, in the back. You all have Rambam, you have Ein Mishpat Amoli. Whatever you can look at, please look at, because I have the regular Rambam, but you don't have it. So let's take a look at whatever you have in Rambam, Hilchos Yibam V'Chalitza. There are quite a few Rambams. Okay, we'll start Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Ches. Just a word. Kishem she'ein ayovim cholet at she'yose ish He quotes the Gzeiras HaKatzav of Avish. That's what Tosfos referred to. Tosfos quoted Tosfos. See, Ish, right? The special Gzeiras HaKatzav of Avish that he quotes over here in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Ches. That's the first Rambam going forward. Let me go to Perek Dalet. I'm going to say Perek Dalet. Turn the page, if you don't mind, to page Yud in Emish for Amole. Halacha Yud Gimel. He says as follows. Einam kecheresh vecheresheth shecholzu shelo asu klum. Fishecheresh o chereshes einan b'nei das. Okay? Keep it in mind. Cheresh o chereshes are einan b'nei das. La b'nei dea. La b'nei dea. The Gemara seems to give a different answer. Ram has la b'nei dea. When it comes to cotton, he also threw in a gzeras hakasav. Seems to have both. Right? Seems to have both. The question is, what do you need both for? We're not done yet. More Rambams. Perek Vav, Halacha Vav. Perek Vav, Halacha Vav. Okay. Elim b'shavas v'lo cholzos. Hachareshes v'ashota v'aktana. V'she'ein b'em das likros l'hovin. Again, doesn't quote a pasuk of Ish. Tom v'aktana here also. Right? Ein b'em das. But then he throws in an extra phrase. Das likros ulahovin. What does that mean? It's another unusual phrase that the Rambam has over here. Peg vav, halacha vav. It's really unusual. Halacha gimel. Unfortunately, you don't have this one. We got 3 for 3 so far. We can't complain for the image with the mole. So far, they're good. Let me read you from Peg vav, halacha gimel, which you don't have, unless you have a Rambam in front of you. Again, another fourth Rambam. Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes as follows. Elu miyabim v'lo choltzin. I don't know why it's not here. They have Halacha Vav, which is choltzin lo miyabim. I don't understand it. Okay. Hacheresh v'ashota v'akoton mipnei she'ein bohem das lachlots. Okay. Here in Vav, he said, ein bohem das likos olahovim. Talk about the female. Comes to the male, he says, "Ein lem das lachlos." Now, what that could mean is, I'm just suggesting, what it could mean is that the man creates the chalos chalitza. The man doesn't, even though it's true that the woman is pulling off his shoe. So, in terms of the action, she's doing the action. But it's very possible that the official chalos, as most chalos in marriage come, the man creates kiddushin, the man creates nisuin, the man creates Gerishin. So the man creates, if you will, the chalitza. So therefore, he has no das lachlots. The woman may not require that. She has no das likros olav, whatever that means. I'm just making a suggestion. It's only a suggestion to somehow get through these Rambams. We'll come into it later on. It's interesting. What I just said now is implicit in the tshuva's oneg yomtiv. Only Yomtiv, the Gedolei Olam Rabosai. Most of us only know about Oneg Yomtiv when we eat on Yomtiv. Oneg Shabbos, Oneg Yomtiv. I once had a shiur in a Tosfos and Sukkah. A Tosfos and Sukkah holds that there's no such mitzvah of Oneg Yomtiv at all. Because it says the Choros LaShabbos Oneg. So the Quran to Tosfos, the whole Sefer is a problem. It's a Sefer Oneg Yomtiv, there's no such thing. But the Adam Gadol is Galus not taking away one whit whether there is or is not Oneg Yomtiv LaHaloch HaLamais. We pass happens there is on again. After meaning if we get Yalav Yov, we have to go bench all over again. Not going into that right now. So here in Oneg Yontif, in Eben or Ezer, has a tshuva about this. This is tshuva Kuf Ayin Gimel, I believe. Where he talks about this. Hold on. Very long tshuva. Oh. He's like this. The Gabe Yobam, this is paragraph Ulefi on page Tuf Shin Yud Gimel, if you want to look it up. Ulefi. He says, the Gabe Yobam being a das mama, shir to the potro, lotzia, and these three don't have das. Aval becharesheh shoshot ketana, the female, the labedid hu talya milsa. Only postul could have kavanas v'das akriya luchud. In other words, Rabosai, the man is the one, if you will, who is creating the, what he calls the chalos chalitza, even though the woman is pulling off his shoe. But that's how it is. That's how it is. It's whatever you need is coming out primarily the heter is coming from the man. Remember the Gemara Kuvav, we saw, we'll see it again. Chalots ubekacha takonza, ubekacha tamatira. That means he is being matter her. That's how it works for us in Anishas. Okay, you follow what I'm saying? Because the man is never bound. The man has a zukuka. He can go marry 10 other women. That's the whole vart when it comes to these things. And from our perspective, again, I'm not being mad to you, anyone in this room, to be mad to marry more than one wife. But before I've been a Gershom, by Torah law, it was actually possible. Okay, let's keep that up. Keep all this in mind. Okay, fine. So now, Rabosai, let us continue. We mentioned the Rashba and the Chulin. Did anybody look it up? I left it on my desk, but I found it where I left it. I don't know if anyone even opened it. But we had it on the screen yesterday. I'm not going to put it on again. Those who were privileged to see it on yesterday's screen saw it. Those who don't, I'll read it from the text. Quotes from Rabbi Ben Yona, the very fundamental Nakuda. Rabbi Ben Yona's Mechadish over here. And I'll read it to you. The Kol Dovah She'ev Shal Asosuay De Shliach Havi Amida Al Gabav Kavonas Ose Umidin Shlichus. Rabbi Yona argues with everybody else. Everyone else assumes that Godol Al Gabav means that through the Godol Omer Al Gabav, the Cherish of the Bekotten can achieve a certain level of Das. That's the Pashup shot. But the Rabbi Yona is saying a much more lumdish brisk of art. He's saying the actions being done by the Cherish of the Bekotten, but the das is being supplied by the God of Al Gabav. That's a very deep idea. That's not so pashut. Rabbi Yona said it. Avol davar she'ev shel asosay de shaliach. Af amidas ben das al gabav lo mala v'lo marida b'makash tzara kavana. And chalitza can never done to a shliach lo mahane amidas bez al gabav. This is what he says. But by get she'ev shel manos shliach l'ksiva saget. He supplies the kavana, and the writer supplies the actual ksiva. I mentioned from Shmuel Razovsky, Zatzal, who seemed to say that we'll consider the writer like a machine. I'm speaking to a computer, it prints out my whatever I say. So that's considered that the person is able to supply, if you will, the kavana lishma. The kavana lishma. Oh. Oh. I asked you to look at some footnotes here, because they're so fascinating. They're absolutely fascinating. 431. Bishut Marasham. Who was the Marasham? What was his name? When did he live? Who was he? You have to know. The Maharsham was Avshalom Mordechai HaKohen Shvadron. Who knew another person by that name? Ever heard another person by that name? Who's that? Shvadron. Who was he? The Magid. The Magid, the famous Magid of Shlomo Zalman's brother-in-law. The Magid, that Rabbi Krohn made famous. I remember the Magid. Remember when I was in high school, the Magid came to Yaakov Yosef and gave us a fiery shmooze in Yiddish. The Magid is an amazing person. He's a grandson and namesake of the Godol Hador. The Marshami Berjan, Berjan Arov, was considered the Godol Hador. He was Nifter about 100 years ago. It was the Godol Hador in Galicia. He was considered the Godol. He was had tremendous Kocha de Hetera. He knew how to be mata things which no one else could do. He was world famous, the Marsham. Somebody came with the following idea to the Marashan. So we know that when it comes to Chalitza, there cannot be Shlichus. Once again, what's the Gemara we spoke about? I think it's also on the board last week. It's always good to review things a second time. The Gemara has a discussion in the Sechta Ksubis about what is you know, what are the requirements of Tanai Bnei Goda Bnei Ruven? And the Gemara says, when it comes to Chalitza, it's impossible through a Shliach, and therefore there's no Tanai. Ain't Tanai B'Chalitza. Problem with Gemara's and Yavamas, we mentioned it briefly last week. Came along a certain rabbi with the following the code. Unbelievable. He said, you know why there's no shlichus by chalitza? It's a mitzvah shebegufa. I'm asking, rabbi, so you want to wake up late today? No problem. He was sent to put on tefillin. And you wake up late. Some guys may do that. You might be a tefillin. Why not? So the Tosfos read as the kasha b'sach the kiddushin. I'm serious, the sake of shlichus. That's how I say, hey, not bad. Make a shlichus, put on tefillin for you. What did he answer, basically, in our language? It's a mitzvah shebegufo. Okay, you can't do a shlichus. It's ridiculous to make a shlichus, put on tefillin for you. Oh. So this rabbi came along, and he said, you know what? Wait a minute. Whatever I can do with my hands, I can make a shlichus. Right? Isha Nicholas Bekesef. Instead of my putting the ring on her finger, I have no time, I'm busy. I'll send my friend to put the ring on her finger and it's a Mefurash Mishnah that it works. What do you mean? It's a Mr. Shebegufa, he's using your hand. No. So what this Lamdan said, that a mitzvah Shebegufa means a mitzvah, not just you're doing something with your hands, that's called a Maisa. It means a mitzvah in effect, Sha'al Gufo. Right? Tefillin. Let's say a person is too weak to put on tefillin. No problem, so put on tefillin for me. That would happen, someone's sick. I'll put on tefillin for you. I can't. That's okay. I can even make a bracha because the tefillin's on my left arm, not on yours. Right? With me? Oh. You want to see this a little bit? You'll see it. If you want to look on the Yerodeya, in the back of the last section Yerodeya, they have a little bit of Hilchos Kriya. That if someone passed away, I have to rip the garment. If the whole tumul, someone else rip for me. That's very commonly done. Rabbi rips for the. What happened? So if you look at Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Golis says in the back, Hilchos Kriya, he talks about it a little bit. It's not a mitzvah shebegufo. The person's doing it with his hands. That's not called mitzvah shebegufo. Someone can rip for me. Yeah?
And there's certain aspects related. With shebegufo, like he has to be standing and.
True. But the pulling down, that's anyone could do. This is a suggestion. What's a mitzvah shebegufo? I have to sit in the sukkah. Okay, you sit in the sukkah for me. It doesn't work. Came along this Rav and said, Chalitza, there's no shlichus. Yeah. What's the case to on Ksuba Sayin Dalad? The man wants to be cholitz his wife on a condition. I'll be cholitz you on a condition, give me 200 zuz, whatever the condition may happen to be. He can't do it. You know why? He can't make a shliach. But she can make a shliach. It was a shot heard around the world. So Rabbi, a big lamdan, got up and said, it's a beautiful nekuda. He can, it says in the Gemara, it's talking about him. He can't make it tonight in his chalitza because he has to be Mr. Shebegu for his foot. She only pulls it off. Pulls it off. It's like ripping kriya. It's like putting on a ring. That's not a Mr. Shebegu for to pull something off. That's an action. So wrote a particular Rav. This made unbelievable waves in the rabbinical world. I was told that Rabbi Dovrul Karlina, who we mentioned a few times, he was considered the Gadol Hador, wrote about this rabbi, Shu'olim Kitanim Mechablim Kromim. Not a compliment for those who know what the pasuk said. He was very, very, how can a man say it's a Kiddush Niflum? The Marsham said it's wrong. Couldn't prove it wrong from a Gemara. Couldn't be wrong from the Rashba. This Rashba, it's a Manion. That's what footnote 431 says. The Marsham says, somebody says that no shlichus b'chalitza is the cholitz. Al gabi ha-cholitz es mani shlichus. The Marasham said it's wrong, based on the Rabbeinu Yonah. Dimkein, k'sha-cholitz es shota, yahani chalitzasa b'omen al-gavov. And Rabbeinu Yonah says it doesn't work for either, not for him or for her, if they're in the status of a shota. Mefurash the Rabbeinu, t'lo mahani gam shlichus ha-cholitz es. And the Chelkas Yoav also lived then as the same proof. And the Avnei Nezer is the same proof. These are all contemporaries. Halacha Lamaisa, who said it's true? The Prisha. The priest of the Beferish, who lived way before them, Talmud of the Ramah, Simon Kuf Samach Tesef Kotten Peivav, that there's no Tabe Chalitza, less of a Shlichus, Denachol Letes Yechol Olas Al Shlich Bum Koma. That's Beferish. He says to look at Aruch HaNer, Kuf Heim and Aleph. Remind me. We're not up to that daf yet. Remind me. Okay, see what he says about this. That's what he also lived the same time. This whole 19th century Gdolim, where this tumult erupted, late 19th century. Just letting you know, in case you wouldn't know from anywhere else, I asked you to see this footnote. Fine. Does this Rabbeinu Yonah prove that Ksivas Seget requires Shlichus? Who learned getting there? Well, crazy if you ever learned getting. I ask you a question. Does Ksivas Seget require Shlichus? Yes or no? Chabez and Medbez are huge Tosfos. All the Rishonim talk yes, no, some say yes, some say no. They wanted to prove from this Rashba that he held yes. Because the Rashba is saying, Ksivas Seget, Efshe B'Shlichus, therefore, Nu Rabo said, therefore, you can have a Godel Amun Agabav to provide that Kavana. That's he quotes in the next one, footnote 431, star, asterisk. Okay, that's what's written, who said so? This is the Yeshua Yaakov said so. But a number of Rosh Hashivas of the 20th century, the Imre Moshe and the Granat, Rav Naftali Chobos Rosh Hashiva in Radin, Imre Moshe was the Rosh Hashiva in Brisk, I believe. They say, no, maybe the Etzem Maisak Siva, you don't require Shlichus. Only on the Kavana Lishma. Remember we said that the Rabbeinu Yonah bifurcated it. There's the Kavana aspect and the Ksiva aspect. All you can prove from here is that the Kavana aspect requires Shlichus. You can't tell for sure, not saying no, can't tell for sure that the Maisak Ksiva aspect requires Shlichus. Yes, yes.
Well, wouldn't Shlichus not work as a Mili? Isn't that what
a Mili is a good question. You're right, you did speak about it. I can't tell you what his maskana was. So, he was. I can't answer, but it's an excellent question. An excellent question. And then he quotes over here, amazing, from the Beis Ephraim, who says that Omer al Gabav is a shliach abal lechavin l'shma. He gives an interesting comparison. Kemo, the shliach betruma, yochol litron b'machshava dumid demishaleach. Whoa. I can say with my brain waves, at the, what we'll call the southwestern corner of this pile of wheat, should be true. So I can tell you, I'll point you, do me a favor, designate the southwestern corner as Truma. You go, so it's all, it's all in the head. That's the interesting comparison that he brings to this, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the footnote says brackets Vadimion Tzarech Bir, not exactly the same, but I just wanted to bring it to your attention, these two remarkable footnotes, both with the number 431, just wanted to bring it to your attention. Oh, it's interesting, in the previous footnote 430, he says that the Rabbeinu Yonah is quoted by the Rashbon at Shuvah as well, and he was a Ritvok Savyad in Gittin, and then he says that Godol Omer al Gabav Mahani mitzad Kavonas HaGodol, as opposed to all other Rishonim, Kavonas HaKotni, he's just teaching. And therefore you require Mahani Shlichus, Ayin Rabbi Kiveger B'Sugyon. Look at Rabbi Kiveger. What did Rabbi Kiveger say? What did he say? Said Rabbi Kiveger there in Chulin Yud Beis as follows. He's like this. We can make a distinction between Shote and Cheresh and Kot. Shote is not a Bendas at all. Even if God alone al Gabav, and therefore we have no choice but to employ the logic of Rabbeinu Yonah that the Das is supplied by the Godel. Contrast this suggests Rabbi Kiveger, with Cheresh and Koton, who have a greater measure of Das, then we can explain the other Rishonim that the God alone al Gabav teach the Cheresh and the Koton, and they have Kavana, and therefore can work by Chalitza. So it could be the Cheresh and Koton work by Chalitza, because they can have Kavana, and a Shote, by him it can't work, because it can't work, he can't he can't have kavanah, and he can't supply another kavanah because that's the mishlichus. Rabbi Akiva has made a sort of a compromise, whether Rabbi Yonah is perhaps correct or the other Rishon. Fine. Good. Okay. Good. I asked you to see the Sefer HaSchus. Anybody see it yet? Nobody. All right. I left it on my desk. Now I've got a beautiful edition with the clear print. It was in the same place when I left it. Okay. I guess I've been busy with other Maramakomas so far. Fine. No problem. We'll catch up with each other at the end of the day. Good. Well, see you out of the Shmai. Okay. We'll postpone the Sefer HaSchus for a little later. Maybe we'll get to later today in Shia. Not today, maybe tomorrow. Okay. So we were reading the Ritva and the Rashba in Chulin, and we saw they both said, to answer Tosis Kasha, why did Rabbi Yanai say that it's Labanei Kriya? Why did he say Labanei Deya? That's what the second Lashon said. He's coming to tell you, Rabbi Osai, that even an Elaim can't do Chlitza. If he was only saying Labanei Deya, that doesn't apply to an Elaim. An Elaim is a Bardas. So you had to say the more inclusive psul, if you will, of Labanei Kriya, because it includes an Elaim who was able to hear but not able to speak, that his Chalitza is also no good. It's also no good. Fine. What about a Katan? What about a Katan? So again, the Rashba here in Chul that we asked you to see is like this. L'armu v'katan ish k'suv v'parsha. Rabbi said we saw the Xerza Kasuv of ish. Right? That's what we saw. Why are you quoting Xerza Kasuv of ish? Just say lav and idea. Look what he answers. Because otherwise, when not for ish, katan ben tesha k'ben eser shu ben das yodea b'tiv chalitza shetei chalitzasu chalitza ka'osa sh'amru. What's the Gemara getting on test? Hapuutos mikron mekachum emkoron memkar b'metaltalin. Komash valon the law. Why the ish cause of a parasha? So again, when it comes to cheresh and chereshes, he tells you labanei kriya for ilim and ilim, ilimis. And when it comes to katan, he tells you ish, because otherwise you'd say if he's 9, 10 years old, whatever it is, you have enough kavana. You have enough kavana, Rabosai. Very, very, very important. Very important. Very important yisod over here in the Rashba and the Ritva. Oh. That's interesting. We should point this out. I think someone does point it out. Although the din of onus ha-pu'utos is a din de Rabbanon, that if a person of a kid 9 years old sells metaltlin, the Rabbanon said it's good because he has enough to ask. It's Kein Doraisa Tikkun. The distinction is fundamentally a Doraisa distinction. It has no relevance in Hilchos Kinyonim, because you need Das Mamish. It has relevance, he's saying, Midoraisa in Hilchos Chalitza. That before the age of 9, we know on our own he doesn't have Kavona. Once the age of 9 passes, he has Kavona, he needs Eres Kotzim Avish. And we can make even distinctions beyond that, just pure Yafusa, etc. Okay, fine. Then we discussed yesterday in Shir, the Yerushalmi, that the Ritva quoted here on our daf, and the Yerushalmi said that although normally Cheresh in the Mishnah means Eina Medaber Eina Shomea, here it's an exception to the rule, and it means either Mishomea Eina Medaber or Medaber Eina Shomea. The first case is the before she Yerushalmi said it, Pnei Moshe Korban Eda. The second is what the Ritva said. We quoted the Beis Halevi, who tells you why he said that way. I'm not going to review the entire Ritva that we spoke about. Yes, with the Beis Halevi's Kasher, they don't speak to each other. V'chule, v'chule, v'chule. Fine. Oh. Again, yesterday, we're not going to repeat. I have to tell you some other things which we didn't discuss yesterday, of a very important nature. Okay, Rabosa. There is a problem that I have, which maybe you can help me with. Because the Ritva said a beautiful pshat in the sugi. Rabosa, open to the Gemara. Open, please, to the Gemara, if you don't mind. Open to the Gemara. Kuf Dalam Adves. Read it again. Chazara. Chazara. Omar Rava Hashta the Yamat Kriya Loma Akva. Leficha Ilay Vilema Shachol Tchalitzos and Ksheira. Right, why not? Tanan, Cherish and Nechatz Vacharesh Shachol Tzavacholet as Menachot and Chalitzos of Psula. My time. Lavishum the Lavine Kriya Ninu. So therefore, you see, you need Kriya, so therefore, an Ilay should be no good against what Rava said. But I said, no, you're wrong. Shum the Lavine Dea Ninu. Wait a minute. What's the kasha? What was the Makshin thinking? Didn't he realize that somebody who can't speak and can't hear is light years behind someone who can speak but not hear? So the Ritva in his pshat said that the Bab is like the Rishalmi, that Cheresh is someone who cannot hear but can't speak. So we saw from the Ramban at the Makshin thought you're missing one of the senses. It doesn't matter which one you're missing. If the same level of das is achieved if you can hear but not speak or speak and not hear, identical. Okay, with me so far, Rabbi Osei, with me? That's what we thought. However, Rabbi Osei, however, the Gemara concludes and says no. Ilam leneves bnei deyanu completely. Upumai with the karvlu only their mouth hurts. What about a Cheresh who can speak but not hear? His whole head hurts. That's a Rabban phrase. He was wrong. Literary explanation. Fine. But again, the Kash is better according to the Ritva. According to the Ritva, you have to say nothing. The Gemara didn't realize that. The Gemara made no difference if you're missing one sense, you're missing two senses. It's all the same thing. You don't have enough to ask. Okay. Says the Gemara, continuing Rabosai, for Amid Be Rav Yanai, Fisha Enu V'Omar V'Omra. So wait a minute. The Gemara says that is the reason. Rashi, for Amid the Beir Avyanai, Mufarish Tama the Masnisin the Cheresh veChereshes Mepnei She'Einam BeOma VeOmra Tetnan Cheresh Shedibru Chachamim VeMechomokom She'Einam Lo Meshomei Lo Medaber BeOma VeYoma VeOntsa VeYoma is going the pasuk over here. So that's the reason that's given, Rabbi Osai. That's the reason that's going to do with Bnei Deya. This is the Rabbi Osai, the Sefer. Cheresh nechlatz v'chareshes shecholtza v'chaletz menakot v'chalitzosa pisula. Amar Rava hash to the yarmit kriya ma'akva v'chach ilam v'ilam v'shecholtza v'chalitzosa pisula. No good. Ida Mishnah k'ram zera and v'ilam ma'akeves bo. That's as far as we got in the sugya yesterday. Fine. All very nice. I wanted to chazer over with you a little bit. Fine. But now we come to the more fundamental discussion, the more conceptual analysis. We spoke about once before, but now I have to go over it again. And that is, fundamentally, why is it that chalitza requires less das than kinyonim and gittin v'kiddushin? We said it three times without explaining it yesterday. We just said it. So why should that be so? Well, and how do we know that it's so? So I'd like to share with you, Rabbi Osei, the words, the chokhmah of the Kovat Ta'aretz, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Simen Ayin Vov. Rabbi Osei, Simen Ayin Vov, towards the very end of the Sefer Kovat Ta'aretz, and it's going on Daf Kuvdal Amid Beis, and starts with our Tosfos. Tzarech Lahavin, Mai Shna Chalitza, Mi Kol duchten meister kon klum lo maane gon lo gavav kinyonim ve kidushin. This is a great kasha. How does chalitza differ from all other areas of halacha where you require a gadol and gadol lo gavav doesn't help? What's going on over here? So he answers, Oz Beis. B'chol advarim anasim adei ha'odam yesh tam shnei ofanim. We're talking about briskus. The two dinim. The two different dinim. What are the two dinim? One. Hecha dechalo sadin nasa mikoach ha'odom. Kama b'kol ha'kinyonim v'kidushin v'gerishin she'ha'odom hu ha'po'al eschalo sadin. Rabbi Osai, the man sells the house. The man marries the woman. The man divorces the woman. Good. Beis. Hecha sha'maisa ba'atzma b'lo koach ha'odom po'al eschalo sadin. The action itself. Well, b'shchita de materis. True, b'in and koch gava, the person has to do the shchita, mikom agam ha'odom enu ha'matir, Ela shchita atzma materes im nasas kilchos. He gives a contrast of kinyanim kidin gerishin, kinyanim kidushin gerishin on one hand, and shchit on the other hand. If a man shecht, yes, by his shchita the animal is kosher, but not that he's being matan the animal. Nafkaminas, Rebbe Chanan, this all knows base, can you impose a condition? We discussed this once before. I'll shecht, if you give me $100, it's kosher, otherwise it's treif. Rabbi, is that possible? Yes or no? What do you say? Of course not, you intuited it. Or, Leachazman, I'll shecht and I want to be kosher starting tomorrow. Is that possible? Ridiculous. You intuit that's ridiculous. Because you're not in charge. Once the prop bag of shechita is done, so it's automatic. Can't make it conditional, you can't postpone the chalos, as opposed to kinyonim and gerishin and kiddushin, we can make it conditional, postpone the chalos. This is Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Osai, in Os Beis. Os Hey. Ulefize, yesh this topic, bechalitza. Ima odin mua matir, kuma begerishin. Osha maise ba'atma materis. Im nasis bekavonas shneim kedina. Rabbi Osai, this is fundamental. How does chalitza work? We already quoted from a few gedolim that it works differently than kiddushin and gerushin. How do you? Where does it come from? The bechonah starts off with a raya punkt faket. Yesh lahavi raya mi mefureshes the suffix zeh ksubas ayin dalit. Why is the note tonight bechalitza? It's not like bnei gadol bnei ruvein. Why the less of a shlichus? What's that mean? Less of a shlichus. We spoke about it already last week. It's a technicality. It's not like bnei gadol bnei ruvein. Zok Rabbi Chanan. Were not for the fact of less of a shlichus, which is a technicality. He's bringing a riot, first glance, the other way. But in Os Zion, he says something which if you don't look carefully, it can go right over your head. So I'm going to read it to you. V'nira, he says as follows. A situation de below shlichus, lo chalo ha-maisa klal, legarish. I can't divorce someone else's wife. Sell. I can't sell someone else's house. So without a shlichus, it's not ridiculous. Someone's going to, I don't appoint you, you go sell my house. Ridiculous. Misamcha. It's ridiculous. Says Rabbi Chanan, listen to this now. Dafka ha-bailim yeshtem koach lifol chalos adin velo acher. Eladik shuhu also shliach, hu moser kocho la shliach. V'zeinu shayach elahecha she'odom hu ha'poel es chalos adin. So Chaim's lamdus. If I do it, I can make a shliach for it. Aval hecha she'adin chal me'ele v'adei ha'maise. Lo shayach lomar she'yimse kocha la'shaliach. Digam hu bi'atzmo elo kocha ato olesa. I'm not doing it. The Torah's doing it. If I'm the boss, I can make you a shliach. We mentioned this last week. If I'm not the boss, I have to do an action in the Torah's mouth. How can I make a shliach? Gerish. The Baal is the matir, he'll give his koach to be matir to a shliach. Chalitza, if you'll tell me that the maise he ha materis, im ken ein la yovim koach la hatir, v'lo yuchal limser koach ahet alim la shliach, the mils of the iu lo matzi yovid, he's referring to Gemara Nazi Yudbeis, if I can't do it myself, I can't make a shliach, I can't do it myself, I do the action myself, but the Torah is being matir, the woman to the shuk. V'a maise in a materis, alim nasa yedei ayobim ayobama, as a Kohen can make a non-Kohen to do avoda. Can't be. Says Rabbi Chanan, Umehai taimo gufo lo mahani t'nai b'chalitza. To lav kol kemine lahat t'nai b'heter anasa me'melai de amaisev lo mikocho. Ooh-wah. Rabbi Chanan osei bought a raya, Rabbi Osei, that chalitza is like kinyonim gittin kiddushin. From the fact that the Gemara had to obviate a t'nai by resorting to a technicality of less of a shlichus. And Ozani says, no, it's not a technicality. That's a fundamental characteristic. The fact that it's less of a shlichus is precisely because The people are not in charge. The Torah does it. It's exactly changed it to the other category. Rabos, it was a brilliant concept. If you go to read it, you don't realize, you know, he didn't say beferish what I said before, and hey is wrong. But that's what it's obviously saying over here. Zion is saying against hey. On this basis, in Tess, this is all in Simenai and Vav. Now in those Tess, Now by Kinyonim, and Kiddushin and Gerishin, Hainu Dehecha Dechaloz Adin, who are they Koach HaOdom, by Kinyonim, by Kiddushin, by Gerishin, and Koach LeKotim, the fall B'Yasi Yossi, even with the Gadol HaGav. Aber B'Chalitza Shehete B'Chal Me'ele V'Yadei HaMaise, Raktorah Kavona, don't need that, see Kavona, Mahani G'Maise Gadol Kotim, the Gadol HaGav V'Lamdo, Ad Kana B'Chona, beautiful, and Simon Ayin Vav, I read you highlights of Os, Aleph, Beis, Hey, Zion, and Tess. Skip some of the things in the middle. This is Rabbi Chana's beautiful idea. Okay. So now, Rabbi Osai, what I'd like to do, if you can get me on the screen, the Sefer HaSchus in Git. Not everyone saw it. I think it's a little bit of an understatement, but okay, not everyone saw it. So let's all see it now on the screen. It's in Masechta Gittin. See, I put on the Makoros here. What page did I take a look at? Sefer HaSchus. It's, if you have the old print, it's Yud Aleph Amun Aleph. I don't know what's your how much you got. You got a Barilan too? So you got to get it typed? I don't know. Hey, nice picture. No one from my shiur is in this picture. You read it? Get some pictures. What kind of pictures? Got a fun one here. Is the Muhammad on the Barilan? So try save us. Try. It's got to be easier to read for you. Try. I'm going to read you, meanwhile, while he's attempting to find the Sefer HaSchus on Bar-Ilan, I'm going to read it to you from my edition, which is in page Lamed Aleph, in my edition in Gittin. It's in the second parak on the Sugya of Gadol HaGabov. It's a new paragraph in my edition, the Oz V'Hodor, Rabbi Osai, which I think is very, very important. Oh, Riff. Oh, it's Riff. Piano before she Riff. Do you have Riff? Where's Riff? You have to have the Riff. Riff from before Shav? Where's Riff? You see Riff? Now, Bossy, can you find them Riff in this list here? It's Sifri Halacha, maybe? Sifri. What? Sifri Halacha Al HaShas? No, not Halacha, loudly. Farshi Abavi, okay, Trump Farshi Abavi. Shona Postman by Yahshua, right. Riff. Where's Riff? Riff. Riff in Osaka, that's it. Sefer HaSchus. Yes! Okay. Get. I never knew that. Sefer HaSchus only has three Masechtas. I never knew that. Either here. I don't know. So it's in Gittin. Yeah, that's Sefer HaSchus on Gittin. Daf. Whoa. It's Yud Aleph in the old print. Maybe it's in that. I'm an Aleph. Okay. Let me just see if it's the same. It just starts in the middle of a sentence. All right, you look for a word. V'od. Search for V'od. Again? Okay. Let's see if we can find it. Everyone go find V'od Kashali. Get the prize. We found it?
Yeah.
Where? V'od Kashali. Here it is. Thank you. Can you read in the back? Make it bigger. A little bigger? Okay. Don't make it a little bigger. V'od Kashali. Let me make this bigger. Where's he? Where is that used to be? It's the number. I can't make this bigger? I'm sorry. Okay, bigger now?
Yeah.
All right, now where's the old Kashali? I lost it.
In the middle.
In the middle. The old Kashali. Let's look inside together, Rabbi Osai. Bishote. Everyone look inside? Heichu kosher afilu ba'amidas acherim olav. Vatan debi avamis. Bishote. Bishote shecholtu. Teitze. Shelo osu. Now, I want you to look at the... Rabbi Osai, open your Tosefta, Rabbi Osai, in Yavamis. I asked you on the Mara Makomos to see a Tosefta in Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Tes. The two Toseftas. Let's see this one first. Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Tes. It says Cheresh, it's page Chav Zayin. Cheresh and Nechratz v'Cheresh Shacholza v'Cholezes Min Ashota v'Chen Shota Shota Shacholza v'Cholezes Min Akotin. Teitzei, he quotes the Tosefta. He says, it says in the Tosefta, Teitzei. And then he throws in extra words, Rabbi Osai. I don't know what to make of these words. Did he have this gears in the Tosefta itself? Or did he supply these words on his own? The syntax is very hard for me to quite grasp. Let's take a look together. Teitzei, and look what he writes. Shelo asu dover ze ledas. Fahainu mishum de meina shiskavnu shneim. Fahani lavene kavoninu. Fahosin beznonu aleimu. Every single case of shota should be beznonu aleimu. What's the problem? You see, shota doesn't work on aleimu. So why is it everybody comes to get? Everything is nice. I got a funny impression, just from the syntax, as if he had these words, shalo osu damas eledas, in the text. Because otherwise, what's Fahainu? Fahainu means, I'm giving pshat in the previous text. Rabbi said, are you sensitive to this? Fahainu means, I, Ramban, I'm saying pshat, what I quoted until now. Fahainu mishum, debina nashi eskav nushneim, anilabinei kavod ninu, etc. But if those words, shlo osu davis aladas, are not found in the original text, which we don't have, then what's he saying? I mean, he's saying something in Fahainu. It's a little strange to me. Assume it's not there. He's saying the reason shlo osu davis. And that's because you need to come on a shneim. Could be. In any event, this is what the Ramban begins. V'yei Shloma. The Kosovar Avuna Chere Shota V'Kotan Bilchud Acherim Yesh Lahem Tzas Kavon. So they can have some level of Kavon. How do you know? Shere Ktano Choletz B'Pu'utos L'Diver Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi. He says over here, and I'll read you from my original, that Ketana, if you look in Yavamas, Rabbi Osai, Kuf Hey Amud Beis. Give a quick look. Tell us a look in Yavamas, Kuf Hey Amud Beis. We quote Rabbi Yossi says that a Ketana can have Chalitza once she gets to the Onas Hapeutos. I told you before. Take a look over here. It's the second wide line. Midvar shel Berebi, Rabbi Yossi, Nilmod Ketana Choletzes Beputos. I told you, Din Doraisa. They were Metaken, can't Din Doraisa? It's for Kinyonim Metaltle. So Din Doraisa, that's a shear of having Kavana. So the Ramban and Sefer Eschus quotes this, Rabbi Yossi, and the Chareshes Choletzes. No, it would. She would. It's a subjunctive. Would be able to with her minimum das. Ella she'ena v'va oma v'yamra. V'chein ha'shota hazeh, there's more than one kind of shota. It's a whole scale, spectrum we call today. Shehu kosev gittin, he's intelligent enough to write a get, yesh lo k'tzaz das, uk'tzaz kavana l'shmo b'acherim alavdim oso. Hu ki'inyan sh'amarnu, sh'amru, this is, he's comparing it, the Ramban, to something which is said. You can find this in Yavamis, also Yavamis. Please turn. Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. He's quoting Gemara's Yavamis. Sorry. I keep telling you what. Different kinds of shotim over here. Okay? A whole discussion over here in the sugya. Rabbi Osai, the shtates v'chule. What does the Gemara say? Take a look. Amar Yitzchak. It's the seventh line. Kufid gimel amud beis. Please look inside. Dvar Torah shota miskareshes. Midi davar pikachas mal korcha. Rabbi say the woman doesn't have to agree anyway. Might have committed. She can't think. If she can't think, and she doesn't know, and he's forced to get down her throat, so it's good. You do not require a das for gerushin. No. Uma tam oru ena megureshes. Shlo yinigu ba minig hefker. We're afraid that she is not intelligent, and if she'll be one of a husband to watch over, she'll be one's going to play around with her in an inappropriate fashion. Hefker, all the men will have fun with her. Achmona litzlan. Says Gemara, hechidam. Ilema di yodas lishmo gitav yodas lishmo atzmo. She can watch her get, and she can watch herself. Minage b'minig hefker. No, she's not going to let him play around with her. Ella. The ein yodas lishmor lo gita v'lo atzma. She can't watch herself or her get. Dvar Torah shota miskareshes. You mean to say that midaraisa would be good, as Rav Yitzchak said before? No. V'nosin biyada mishyesh lo yad l'garash atzma. Yotzi zazu she'ein lo yad l'garash atzma. V'tan Rabbi Yishmael. She doesn't know what's flying. Gives her a get. She comes back the next day into his bed. She doesn't know any better. With me, everyone follow me so far? To the different levels of Shota. Lo Tzricha, the in-between level. The Yodas Lishmor Gita, the Eine Yodas Lishmor Atzma. Dvar Torah Shota Miskareshes, the Yodas Lishmor Gita. Which is a concept of what divorce means. Because she can't watch herself from the older predators around the world. Rabosa. Everyone see it? You saw it? Now, if you've seen that, you go back to the Ramban and Sefer Eschus. So the different kinds of shota, different levels of shota, Rabosa. He just gave us two different kinds of levels. Okay, let's go schazer again. Ukinin Shamru. Shota yodas lishmor gita v'yodas lishmor atzma. The in-between shota. Aval hosam shota eino choleitz means, you know what kind of shota? She'eino osa l'das atzma at all. V'limon acherim ki isui hu etzlo. What? Maybe you have a get meusa? A forced get? It's a forced chalitza. No one's forced. We're just telling her. Yeah, but she has no understanding, Rabbi Osai. She's not on the level of being able to do anything on her own. And then it's like as if it's forced upon her. V'chalitza ma'usa psula. K'shem sheget ma'usa posul. Wow. Wow. Rabosai, what if someone holds a gun to your head and says, write a get? It's a kosher apostle. Write a get on the shema, I'll kill you. It's a kosher apostle. Apparently Rabban says it's kosher, because he says that it's God of Magabal works by the same kind of a guy. If you say, give a getter, I'll kill you, that's possible. Write a getter, I'll kill you, apparently he holds it's kosher, because he only needs to a high level for ksivas again. That's the impression I'm getting from this Ramban. Doesn't spell it out, it's my impression. But chalitza musa is possible. Oh, weiter. V'sholta eina choletz shirat Torah amra v'gerishin mishin mishachav eina choseres. Yotza Zusha Meshachav Chozeres. We saw Kufit Gimel Beis. V'lamdu Chalitza Min Agerishin. Ki Agav Nanamik Siv V'Chalitza. Asher Lo Yivne Es Beis Achiv. It's a Medaraisa. V'Bona Lo Yivne Yivne. Get out. V'Shem Amid Ivreimu. K'shem Shagozu B'Gerishin Shal Deskar Shal Yinu B'Min Gehefker. Kach Gozu B'Chalitza. Shal Tachal Shal Yinu B'Min Gehefker. V'afilu Yodas Lishmar Gita. Etc. 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 Okay, that's as far as I really wanted to go in the Rabban. He's not sure it's the rights of the Rabban. Adkan, yes, sir.
How do we know that a get meusa is possible because of a deficit in the das?
Get meusa is possible because the husband doesn't want to give the get. Okay?
That's,
what do you mean? He doesn't want to give it.
He knows he's giving it.
He knows he's not giving it. He's giving it because the guy's a gun to his head. The guy says, I'm not doing this. This is someone else doing this. I mean, I'm doing it because that guy's a gun to my head. I have no choice. That's not considered my action. In any event, I would like to make a couple of ha'oris here in the holy words of the Ramban. Remember, this is the Ramban. This is not some person speaking. This is the Ramban. When Ramban speaks, every word literally has to be measured. Every word. He says it's a chalitza ma'usa, which I, again, to me, conveys an impression that if a guy writes again, it's given at the end of the day with his full consent. But the sofer writes it under a gun, it would be kosher. That's the conscience of the Ramban, if I understand it correctly. Rabosai, let's go a little bit further. The Ramban says what he says. Question is, he had to steer between one shot and the other. He had to say the two different kinds of shot. Right? He didn't ask any kashas from Cheresh and from Cotton, the Ramban, because there we can say, no! They ain't a chanami, you have das, golom agavav, it's exeris akasuv. Ish, when it comes to Cotton, and vama v'yimra, when it comes to Cheresh. But by Shota, he got stuck. Oh. I have a question, Rabbi Osai. The first part of the Ramban, Rabbi Osai, is talking about a shote. Musa, he doesn't know what he's doing. And if it's Musa, Rabbi Osai, he doesn't know what he's doing. They put a gun. You're right, he doesn't know what he's doing. They put a gun to his head and say, you absolutely must do this chalitza, or we will shoot you. It's called chalutza Musa. So chalutza ma'usa, we pass in halacha lemaisa, Rabosai, is no good. It's invalid. We'll discuss this at greater length as we go. It's invalid. Take a look over here in Avkuvav Manal briefly, about two-thirds or three-quarters of the way down. Tana Rabbanan, chalitza mutas kshera, get muta posel. Chalitza ma'usa is psula, forget ma'usa kosher. We're not going into the details right now. Both it's a mafurish gemara chalitza Moses is psula. Who are we forcing? We're forcing him. When it comes, right? I wasn't careful enough here when I read it to you. Let's read it again. Look carefully, please. It's my fault. I didn't read it properly. Aval hasam shote eino choletz sheino. It's all lashon zachar. Sheino osa ledas atzmo v'liman achem ki isui hu etzlo. For chalitza ma'usa, when he's forced, psula. What? Vishota. See, my fault. I didn't emphasize. Hintana was shote. Now it's shota. Female. Eino choletes. What's wrong with the first answer? Huh? Why didn't he say she didn't do the das? You need niskavnu shneim, Rabosa. The Rambam writes, we saw earlier, she's not a bas das. So why wasn't the Ramban satisfied by saying it's a chalitza ma'usa when it comes to her? So he has to give other things. Maybe it's only the Rabbanon because of hefke minik hefke. That bothers me. Unless to say, as we mentioned earlier today, that the man is the one who creates the chalos chalitza, and therefore by him ma'usa is no good. Maybe by her ma'usa would be good. Every woman is ma'usa. Get bal karcha. Not Musa with a gun, but he just stuffs it into her hands. It's also Musa. She tries to run away. He runs faster than she does. He grabs her and says, take this. Gives her a get. It's also kind of a Musa. It's good. So maybe Chalitza said the same thing. That's why the Ramban didn't say Musa when it came to Shota. Only when it came to Shota. So just to make that as a possible suggestion. Okay. Narabosai. We have to go to the second part of the sugi. We stopped in the middle of the Maram Akoma sheet yesterday and today again. Now we come to the second part and Kuv Dalam and Beis. A new sugi. Rabosai, we're starting now. We have another 15 minutes or so. A new sugi. Brand new sugi. Dovi, get my clock fixed. Remind me to go to Vaughan Beis Medrash. Okay. Where we left off, Rabbi Osai. Where we left off. Right where we left off is very, very important. Let's see where we left off. Says the Gemara on that Kufdal and Beis, last part of the Yomit. Sholchu lei lavua the Shmuel. Keep everything in mind over here. Yevama sherokaka tachlos. What does that mean? Yevama spit. Now she'll do chalitza. Rashi. Yevama sherokaka lefnei bezin tachlos. Then if seles aleihen miyibum. Tachlos bedavka. You lost your chance to do yibum. Rabbi said once it's chalitza can be a yibum. We know for sure. Kemish lo bada shuv lo yivne. Benisa kares. Chalila, Pipshuto. Not about to use that. So in Easter Daraisa, we assume that in Daraisa, Kevash Labana Shuvo Yivne, if Reuben and Shimon are brothers and Reuben died and Shimon gives Chalitza to Reuben's wife and he now decides that he loves her, he wants to be Miadmer, too late. Too late. Okay. He didn't? All she did was she spit. It's also too late. Tachlos Bedakos is Rashi. Says the Heliga Gemara, Michlal. The if sula lo meachin, she's now psula to do yibum to him or any of the brothers. Mani, who said this din? The din of shochala lavua the shul. Who said it? Ilema Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Akiva said it, no. Hashta uma b'makom mitzvah de ika lemeimar. I'm skipping for a little bit because I don't want to get you confused with kachem here. Mama Malko Mitzvah, skipping a little bit. Okay. Omer Rabbi Akiva, lo ma'akva. Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah said, no, only a Meiser, be'ish is ma'akev. Only Chalitza, not Rikiki, which only she does. Me'achin, ifsala. Something which is not ma'akev should passel her to the achin. Says the Ritva, the Gemara thought at this point that according to that Shmuel is a din daraisa. We're talking about the level of daraisa here so far. The Gemara thought on the level of daraisa, Rabbi Osai, the level of daraisa, that once she spit, there's no possibility of even anymore. That's the Gemara's havamim. Fine. What did Rabbi Lozor say in the Mishnah? What did he say? That any action is ma'akev, including rikika, as opposed to kriya. Frank the Gemara, that still doesn't matter. Shnei drama matirim ninu, shnei drama matirim ain mal and zebelozer. Except Rebbe, again, I'm not going into the Karbonis examples for the moment. So that's what. So now the Gemara is stuck. Why should the rikika make her unsuitable for a future yibum? Says the Gemara, you want to tell me she's not puzzled? The last two lines. Umiyomer Rabbi Akiva Rikika lo pasla, which is what Gemara said earlier. Vihotanya Cholzo velo rokako kufheim and alf. Have a look inside. Cholzo velo rokako velo kora chalitza sekshera. Who's speaking, Rabbi Osai? Who's speaking? Come on. We know the answer. That's Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Rabbi Lazar, lo rakakar is chalitasa, but it's no good. Keep going. Rakakar velo cholza velo kara chalitasa psula. Okay, no chalitza, this is scorched. Kara velo rakakar velo cholza ain't kan beis mechash. That's nothing. Mamish, nothing with nothing. This is money. Yilema Rabbi Elazar, cholza velo rakakar velo kara chalitasa ksheira. Rabbi Lazar, Kochi Yosel Ish, Tava Shu Maisa Me'akiv. Can't be Rabbi Lazar, I told you before. Elab Shita, the Rabbi Akiva. Vikotani, Rabbi Osai. Rokoko, Velo Cholza, Velo Kora, Chalitzasa, Psula. Nim Psula. Leman, Yilema, Li Alma, Pshita. Mihavya Chalitza, the Shtar, she never took the shoe off. Of course she can't marry anybody else. Elalav, Li Achin. You see, Klar, according to Rabbi Akiva, if she spits, she can no longer have yibum to any of the brothers. Shmamino. Rabbi Akiva, Maishna Rikika, that passed off all the brothers, Umaishna Kriya, that does not. Answered the Gemara, Kriya da Isa bein betchila bein besof lo michla fale. There's a Kriya before the Chalitza, there's a Kriya after the Chalitza. Rikika de betchila lesa ule besof Isa. That's only at the very end is the Rikika. Michla fale. What do you mean michla fale? People get him confused. Look at this now. This is the most important part of the sugya, is these last few lines. Slowly now, watch what it says. V'asu l'mishrei mizalkam to permit. Slowly does it, Rabbi Osai. V'asu l'mishrei mizalkam to permit chalutz aliyachin. Chalutz aliyachin. Chmonu litzlan. Chalutz aliyachin is a total disaster. This is Doraisa. Why? How will they come to make this mistake? How will they come to make this mistake? Okay. Rashi. The last wide line on top. Elava shmina de psula achin. The kaimim of Maseches Gittin. Kol mokom sheshaninu chalitza psula. Psulu poseles ala achin. Okay? So you see, as we said before, every time it says posel, psula, she's disqualified from marrying the brothers. Maishna rekika de psula, maishna kriya de lo posla, de katani enkam es mechush, hove tarvayla di day, lo kam akvi, kota bekiva, rekika is not makev, and nor is kriya. So why is there a distinction? So what did Gemara answer? Kriya the Isa be mitchila mesof lo michla fale. Rikika the mitchila lesa mesof Isa michla vasa mishri chalutza liach. Rashi. Kriya ben kodem chalitza me'en yevamin. Ben liacha chalitza kochi yasa yeh. Inami amrinan tisya beim lo michla fale inchi bechalutza. The lesa lemeimar hach bosur chalitza is yabeim. The Ami Hach Kriya de Mikami Chalitza Havoy. Come on. Everyone knows that the Kriya can even precede the Chalitza. The Ami Hach Kriya de Mikami Chalitza Havoy. Yeah. Ava Rikika de Lesa Elabosa Chalitza. Everyone knows it spits only afterwards. Michla Fali and Shivi Yomru. Hach. This woman. Midurakaka. From the fact that she spit. Varei Chol to Liberesha. The rabbis know what they're doing. It was a chalitza previously. Vafilu achi, nonetheless, hadrav misya bemes. She then was misyabim to her brother-in-law. V'asi l'mishra chalutza liachin will be a disaster. That's a disaster the Chazal were worried about. Everyone with me so far? Fine. This is the first lashon in the Gemara of what was sent to Avuah the Shmuel. Vika the army. No, I got it all wrong. Hachi shalchel. They sent something different to Avuah the Shmuel. What they sent? Yevama sherakaka tachlots veinatzricha loruk pamacheres. That's what they sent. A different thing completely. Where did he got it from? Ki hahi yevama the asya lekamei the Rav Ami haviyasvi Rav Ami bar mamol kamei. Rokaka mikame de tachlot. Whoa! This girl was in a rush to spit. She spit first. She really hates his guts. Right? She walked in, she was spitting. Okay? Wow. Amale Rabbi Ami, chalotzla vishari la tigra. Rashi. Klomar, ptor vishalchena mi bezin. Just take off the shoe and finish. Omele Rav Abba, Fabiina and Meirak, spit. What do you answer him back? Harakakala. Frek the Gemara, Viterok Umabekach. Let her do it again. Let her do it again. What's the big deal? The proper word is after the Chalitza. No. Nafik mine churva. The army, Ted of Viterok. Amri, what are you going to say? Rikika Kamaisa. Lesba Mashasha. Rashi. Ami Rikika Mais Lesba Mashasha. V'lo psala me'achin. The first rekika did not pass it to the brothers. Okay. You with me so far? Vas with the mishri chalutza le'achin. What chalutza? We're talking about chalutza. We're talking about spinning. Zok Rashi. Uman dechazi de misyabma. Savar. Rekika basa chalutza chalitza avoy. Ki urche. V'sharina and chalutza le'achin. If you let the woman who spit be miyabim, the person who saw it will think there was a previous chalitza, and therefore, even a chalitza, if the chalitza can decide to have yibum against Labana Shuv Layivne, it'll be a disaster under Isa. With me so far? We read the Gemara slowly, as we shall see tomorrow, not slowly enough. We read the Gemara slowly. Frank the Gemara of Abina Kisidron. What do you mean you're first spinning and then doing the chalitza? It's the other way around. Answer to Gemara, Kisidron lo ma'akva. It's not mi'akev. You spit before the chalitza, it's not so terrible. What means not so terrible? You even fulfill the spinning. That she's muta the shuk. We know already from before, we passed the Gabi Akiva. The pshuta. Says the Gemara, who savar t'chuya kamatchalei? He thought he's humoring him. Nafak dok vi ashkach. He found it. The Tanya found the Brisa. Rabbi was saying, Mefurish a Brisa. What does it say in the Brisa? Ben shehiktim chalitza le rekika. Ben shehiktim rekika le chalitza. Masha asa asui. What do you mean, masha asa asui? Not only that you, is she muteras a shuk, but the rekika counts. It's just out of order. Out of order is not ideal, Rabbi said. This we agree. If you look at the Gemara briefly, Kuv Vavam and Beis, Rabbi said, Kuv Vavam and Beis. The Gemara says, on the first wide line, okay? It says, Choletzes V'rokaka V'kora, the five stages. Kora'ah, Korah, and the narrow lines. This is the truth. Kora'ah, Korah, Choletzes V'rokaka V'kora'ah. There are five different things that go on. She reads at the beginning, she reads at the end, he reads after she does, then she pulls off the shoe and she spits. We know this. Kamash Malan, mitzvah hachi, v'yapach lesson ba. The order has to be that order. If you reverse it, it's b'diyevan, okay. She has to be the chatzil in the right order. Ad kan the Gemara, on that kuvav, amud beis. Oh. Nara bosai. Fine. You only have a few minutes. Let's just finish reading the Gemara. But then tomorrow, we're going to see the Rosh Simon Yad Aleph, which is not on the Makoros. We already saw it a long time ago. The Korban Asam, we also saw a long time ago. Try to figure out the Rambam. The Shver Rambam, Shabbos Osai. I asked you to see the Rambam. This is missing from the Ramakomos. Perek Dalad, Halacha Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalad, and the Magad Mishnas. Both places. Two Shver Rambams for tomorrow. You can bring it around tomorrow and she'll be very helpful. Let's just finish up. We have a few, two minutes. Finish up the sugya. Says the Gemara. Levi nafak l'kiryasa. Bo'amina. Gidemes mao shetachlos. Nebuch. Lacking her hands. Rashi b'shinel. With the teeth. Question one. Question two. Yavama sheroka kodam mao. Uy, she spit blood. Uy. What's in that kind of a case? Skipping a few lines, the Gemara says as follows. Amalei miksiv v'cholza biyad? Cholza biyad? Doesn't have to use your hand, you can use your teeth. Umiksiv yok a roke? Not to be, it could be blood too. So says the Gemara. Rashi, miksiv yorka roke, the levi mashma the loye shama la roke, viyorka stomach siv, vafila roke, vidavar acher, vachanami yev shabalot tzuche roke. Rashi's quoting Gemara, Rabbi Osai, the next to the last line of the daf. Shalvu l'shmuel, yavama sheroka kodam tachlots, lefisha yev shaladam, below tzuach roke. Tachlots means she can't do yibum. because when she spit blood, there was also undoubtedly some roch inside the blood, and therefore it would create a, it's considered to be kikas roch, in which case, Rabosai, they can no longer be yim, as we saw a minute ago. Oh. Says Tosfos, Mig siv acholso biyat, v'od dekama birushalmi, shecholtsoso biyamin, lemitzvah ba'alma, avalikuvaleka. We were there before, we spoke with this a while ago, right? That was my airbrush on the case, when she's left, you're right. Don't let the whole thing anyway, so no big deal. It says over here on the side, you have it on your side also, it says, look in Tosfos and Chulin Daf Chaf. I'd like you to look there, and I'd like it to remind you of something we spoke about last week, something about lefties. Maybe lefty is worse than nothing. We quoted from an Achron, the Chorot Poshish Pana Tosfos over there, but look it up, Tosfos and Chulin Daf Chaf, if you have a chance, and tomorrow we'll talk about the Shver Rambams, B'siyata Nishmai. Okay. Tomorrow she is when? 11 o'clock? Okay, Wednesday, remember, 1 o'clock sharp.